This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Corruption and ethics are key issues in the race for Texas Attorney General. The incumbent, Republican Ken Paxton, was indicted by a state grand jury on 3 criminal charges within his first year in office. And his challenger in this race, Democrat Justin Nelson, says one of his main goals in office, if elected, would be to fight corruption. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Earlier this month, Justin Nelson stood outside one of Paxton's offices in downtown Austin. It was a windy day, and Nelson had this big placard with Paxton's face on it, and huge letters spelling the word indicted.
I intend to make sure that we are going to fight fraud and corruption wherever it exists and regardless of party. Because let's be honest, corruption knows no party.
Nelson, a law professor at UT Austin, has focused a lot of his campaign around the idea that his election would clean up corruption and serious legal issues that have plagued Paxton's time in office. And those issues started less than a year into Paxton's first term when this happened.
We begin tonight with a political bombshell.
This is a report from NBC5 in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Two sources now tell NBC5 that the top law enforcement official in Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton, is now an accused criminal. He has been indicted by a grand jury in Collin County.
Nelson contends that Paxton's ethical lapses didn't end there. He argues that since that indictment, Paxton has taken advantage of certain loopholes. Namely, Nelson says, he's taken advantage of a pre-existing relationship loophole for individual contributions. This allows anyone who has a personal, professional, or business relationship with someone like Paxton to contribute unlimited gifts to them. Nelson told reporters that loophole is a problem.
That's what Mr. Paxton used when he accepted a $100,000 gift to his legal defense fund and then dropped a healthcare fraud investigation for pennies on the dollar. That is wrong. The people of Texas deserve better.
Nelson presented a plan that would limit that loophole to immediate family only. His plan also promised a complete contribution ban from any registered lobbyist or attorney that had a legal matter before the AG. Nelson also says he wants to create more transparency and disclose any meeting he takes if elected. He also wants statewide elected officials to be banned from lobbying for the 5 years after leaving office.
I intend, regardless of what the legislature does, to honor and follow these guidelines on my first day in office.
Paxton's campaign did not respond to multiple requests for comment, but Jim Clancy, a former chairman of the Texas Ethics Commission, says he sees some issues with that plan.
The biggest thing that the AG has is the discretion with how he pursues or defends the legal business of the state of Texas. But I don't see that this has anything to do with that.
He says what we're talking about here are the state's bribery statutes. Clancy says it will take change in the laws to really make a dent in dealing with that.
It's not up to the attorney general or the candidate for attorney general to change that. That's the legislature. They would have to change it.
Clancy says it's important to understand that the way Texas laws are set up around contributions is that there are no limits, but everything needs to be disclosed. But even if the underlying laws don't change, Nelson says he wants to change the culture of the AG's office. According to polling from this past summer, this race is the closest statewide race. A UT Texas Tribune poll showed Paxton had only a 1-point lead in the race. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
We'll be right back.